Yeah.
Well, they've got the cutworm and the white worm, grub worm. And that's short and large.
Grub.
Very destructive worm.
Is that the same as a white worm? Grub worm?
Well, they're white. That may be what they're called. A grub worm is what we always call them, but...
What's a cutworm? Is that the same thing, too?
No, cutworm is a smaller worm.
Brown.
They're brown and about just about that long, and they work right on the roots of corn and vegetables and that stuff.
And the great big ones you catch at night?
Well, they call them crawlers. They're a fish worm.
Night crawler or just crawler?
Night crawlers. I guess night crawlers. But I tell you, I've learned here just in recent years in my reading and one thing or another that these, what we call fish worms, are night crawlers, are just great big fish worms. And they're quite an asset to the crops because they go way down pretty deep in hot weather, and they make a hole just big enough to crawl through, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the main objective there is lets the water down.
Mm-hmm.
When we get rain, yeah. It goes down where it wouldn't go down if it wasn't for those holes. And you know, where you dig for them, do you ever dig them?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, you can dig up a chunk of dirt here, why, by you can see a dozen holes in a little patch that big around. And they claim that they're very helpful to crops. And they don't ever destroy any crop or anything of that sort. I don't know what those things live on.
You ever hear of a superstition that you should only eat a certain kind of seafood in months that have an R in it? March?
Well, I've never heard it about seafood because I never had much, paid much attention to seafood. Yet I lived out there for a year and a half right on the ocean in Oregon, near just back a little ways. And we used to go out and catch fish and things. We'd seine what we'd get. You know, the tide comes in so high that it gets over the riverbanks and they have great acres of mud flats.
Mm-hmm.
And have you ever been out there?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'll tell you, when that water goes down, there's always some low places where the last of it washes out.
Mm-hmm.
And they have what they call a, they're a flat-bodied fish. They're about that long, their body, and about that wide, and their heads sit like this, one eye up here and the other down there, and just like it's twisted halfway, a quarter way around, you know. And they're the last things to come off of there, and they go out there and they live on clam necks. And I've dressed them where they were just full of clam necks. And you know, the clam's got his head sticking up about that far or that far out of the water, and yet his body's down in there just about that deep. And while he's got his old nails up there getting his food floating around, you know, he just sucks it in with them old fellas come along and nip it off. Well, that clam dies.
Mm-hmm.
I've just dug up clams out there where just dig out as many dead ones as live ones. And so we take an old sack or something, you know, and put it on a couple of sticks and stick them down where they go out in that channel before the water's all gone. Oh, we get two or three or four of them big white-bellied things. I forget what they call them now. Got a funny name.
They're not in this country.
No, they're not in this country. They're a sea animal. They're
the one I was thinking of course, is the oyster. You say oyster. You make stew out of the
oysters, you mean?
Mm-hmm.
Well,
there's a superstition about them.
There's oysters, oyster beds out there. Then they've got what they call a sea clam. They're little clam. No, the racer clam, they call them. Racer clam. They say they can go down in that ground or sand so fast you can't hardly follow them up with a shovel. And so they're small, but these others are the mud clams. They go out on the mud flats. That's where they grow.
But clam wouldn't have an R in them.
No, the month had the R in it.
Oh,
January,
month?
February,
oh,
March.
Me. I thought so.